Yes, as I say, a very, very good relationship with them all, and I do take them the odd bottle of wine over when I visit them, which is quite nice, and I don't have any problems at all. In fact, I know I don't visit the doctors every week or every month or something, but generally, I can get an appointment, and my specialist I see once a year anyway, and sometimes twice a year. That's normally arranged on a Saturday morning, and so we look forward to sort of having a chat, really, you know.
You said that you tend to drink wine when the other truckers are drinking beer. Is wine okay for you?
I drink red wine, and if I do drink beer, I generally drink Holsten Pils, which is no sugar in it, which I can buy like in Calais or in a hypermarket in France, quite cheaper than what I do here. And generally, if I do have a beer, I only drink that light, really. If I'm in a truck stop or something, I'll have a glass of red wine or. Or a couple of glasses of red wine, like, you know.
How often do you test your blood sugars?
Probably too much, actually. I overdo three, four times a day sometimes. I have even been told by the chemist to stop checking it that often because of using too many strips up and whatever, like, and you know, my wife collects the strips or something, and I'll say, "Oh, he's not used them all up already." And you know, generally, it's because maybe I'm overcautious, I don't know. But I have been told it's not good to test your sugar too much because of you know, the finger pricks in your hands or your nerves at the end of your fingers playing up or whatever in like when you're in your older days. But I think I'm just a bit overcautious sometimes, to be honest with you. I mean, even before I open my eyes, first thing in the morning, first thing I do is check my sugar. Last thing at night before going to bed, before meals, after meals. I think it's just being overcautious, or maybe too overcautious, I don't know. Some people. As I say, a colleague of mine, he checks it once, twice a day. If he's got time or whatever, but he doesn't actually make time to do anything like that, where I do. So maybe that's probably why I cope with it better than he does. I don't know. I have said to him you should check it more often, but he doesn't seem to want to listen to me. In that sense, really.
I think many people assume that you have to give up driving altogether when you become a diabetic. So are people fairly amazed that you're an HGV driver all over Europe?
Especially HGV drivers themselves, because obviously they've read in magazines or in papers or whatever, diabetics dependent on insulin will be now revoked as from 1994 that law come in. As I say, yes, I do get it quite a shock more off lorry drivers or colleagues of mine who don't know that than I do off anybody else, really. But generally, I just put it down to if I can work around my job with diabetes, I've conquered diabetes, really.